Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, about 14 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had discussed a Mavoi, and to the beginning of today's shiur we'll discuss that again. The Gemara had said, just to review how their houses looked, they had individual houses, I would say like a one family house, opening to chatzeres, to a courtyard which was shared by all the houses, and those chatzeres opened up to a Mavian alleyway. An alleyway had three walls and a fourth open side which led into the Rishus HaRabim. The halach is to carry from the house to the chatzer, you need to make a Ruvei chatzeres. To be able to carry from the chatzeres to the Mavui, two things are required. They have to make a lechi or a kaira, either a side post or a beam on the fourth open side, and shtufim avoyis have to be made between the chatzeres and the mavi. Shtufim avoyis work very similarly to a ruvei chatzeres. All the people from the various chatzeres contribute together food, and that's how you could carry from the chatzeres to the mavi. Itmar begins the Gemara. Amar Abzeir, Amar Rav. Mavi shaloi nishtatabo. We have a situation where the lechi or kaira was made for the fourth side of the mavi. However, shtufa mavois were not made. The lochi is a matatmba el barba amis. You're only allowed to carry less than 4 amis within that mavi. Otherwise, you may not carry in that mavi. Amar Abaya. Ha milsa Amar Abzeir v'le persha. Rav Zeira said this halacha, but he did not explain it. Ad also Rabbi Avu upirsha. Until Rabbi Avu came and he explained it. Dom Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avu, Amar Rav. Mavi shoy nishtatvaba, and a mavi where the shtufim of voice were not made. The halacha is as follows. Ivru chatzeres and batim. If we're dealing in a situation where ruvei chatzeres were made between the chatzeres and the houses, then the halacha is that ematatn ba el barav amis. You will only be allowed. You will not be allowed to carry dalar amis in such a mavi. However, loy iru chatzeres and batim. If no iru chatzeres were constructed with the houses, then the halacha is mutal tat bakala. You could carry in the entire mavi. So we need to understand. Amalei Rav Chana chazar l'rava. Maishna why ki iru chatzeres and batim when there is an iru when there are iru chatzeres. The halacha is that then you cannot carry in the mavi. So it says as follows. But just one word of introduction. The Gemara Masechta Erevin says the Rav holds that in order to be able to make shtuf mevos, you have to have a minimum of 2 houses and 2 chatzeres opening up to that mavi. Without that situation, you will not be able to make shtufim avos. And the Rashi explains why. Because if the mavi is anyway exposed to a lot of houses and chatzeres, we're not concerned you're going to carry from the mavi to the Rosh Hashanah. But if it is exposed, if it's not exposed, we are concerned. If it's not exposed to a lot of houses, but if it's exposed to a lot of houses, we're concerned that we're not concerned you're going to carry it. But the bottom line is, back to Al Gemara, Maishna Kiir v'chatzeres v'batam, why, when there is an Erev, can't you carry in the Mavi? Because the Nitchu chatzeres v'nasu batam. In this situation, because Aruv v'chatzeres were made, the chatzeres and the batam are one and the same, because you're allowed to carry from the chatzer to the batam. Rav Tamei, the Omer, a mavi neta belech v'kari, a mavi you can't carry in a mavi at shiyehu until you have batim v'chatzeres pesuchim v'toychay. You have both houses and courtyards. For hocha batim ika, you have houses, but chatzeres leka, you have no more chatzeres, because since you have an erev, the chatzeres become subsumed under the batim, because you can carry from the batim to the chatzeres, and therefore you can't carry from the chatzer, you can't carry in the mavui in such a situation, because you don't have the adequate number of chatzeres opening up to the into the mavui, because like Rav said, you need to have 2 chatzeres to be able to carry in a mavui. However, ask the Gemara, kiloy irvunami. So even if no eruv chatzeros were made, lachzinu lahani bati. Why don't we look at these houses, command the steamy dummy, as if they're totally separate from the chatzer? Because since there's no eruv between the chatzer and the bayis, that separates those two areas. Let's look at them as if they are separated, and we'll only have a situation of chatzeris sukkah, that there'll only be chatzeris opening to the mavui, batim leka, but not houses opening to the mavui. And we just said that according to Rav, in order to be able to carry in a mavui, you have to have both houses and chatzeris opening to the mavui. Here we have no houses because the houses are separate from the chatzer. Says the Gemara, it is possible that you should have houses still in existence, because the Gemara Masechta Erevin says that in a situation where Ruva Chetzeris were not done, what can be done is that all the people, all the various owners of houses around the same Chatzar, are Mevatel, they renounce their rights in their own, in the courtyard, to the owner of one of the houses, and becomes like his house. So the way most Rishonim explain is, this makes that all the houses are really one house. Whose house? The one person that they renounced ownership to. So now, we do have houses, because one house still in existence. Ask the Gemara, soif soif bayisika, yes, not as one house. The person to whom they renounced their rights, he is the owner of all the houses. So it's all like one house. But batim leka, there is only one house. And we just said before that according to Rav, you have to have a minimum of two houses. Answers the Gemara, efshad mitzafra vapalga de yoim lechad. In the morning, all of the people who own houses renounce ownership to one of the house owners. And in the afternoon, they all renounce ownership to another person. So now you have two people, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And Tosfos explains that the Gemara Masechta Erevin says that this is acceptable. Says the Gemara, soif soif, doesn't make sense. Bidden the isa lahai, less lahai. Yes. In the morning, they all renounce to one person. In the afternoon, they renounced to a different person. But it was never that there were two houses at the same time. So back to where we started, according to Rav, you have to have two houses. Ela Mervashi. Mi garm l'chatzeri sh'asrum. What causes that you can't carry in the courtyards? Batim. Filaka, and where Aruva Chatzeris were not prepared, the houses are not a factor. So hey, Rashi and Ritva explain to the Gemara like this. Truthfully, you're allowed to carry, like we learned yesterday, Rabbi Shimon says, Gagras v'chafifas v'chatzeres kum rishos acharim. All of these different areas besides the house, you could, are all one rishos. So therefore, really, you could carry in all these rishoses. Now, if, what can't you carry? What you can't carry is something that was in the house. So if an Ruvei Chatzeres was constructed, I'm concerned that you could end up carrying from the house to the Chatzer, and then from the Chatzer to the Mavui, because something from the house legitimately made it to the Chatzer, because the Ruvei Chatzeres were made. Something that's in the house can't end up in the Mavui if there was no Shtufim Mavaz. So in order to make sure that nothing happens, that nothing is carried in the Mavui, if I say you can't carry such a mavui under any circumstances. But if a Ruvei Chatzeres weren't constructed, so there's no concern that something from the house is going to end up in the Chatzer, because there are no Ruvei Chatzeres anyway made. So then I can let you carry in the Mevaz, because I'm not worried that something from the house will end up in the mavui. We go back to the sugya that we've been learning in this parak, which Rabbi Lezer said, Mechshirei Mila Doichas HaShabbos. Then not only is a bris mila allowed to be performed on Shabbos, but even machshire mila, preparation for the bris, is doicha Shabbos. Like the example he gave in the Mishnah, you could carry the knife to the bris, you could even make a knife. However, says the Gemara, Amar b'chibar Abba Amar b'yochin, lo l'kol Amar b'leza machshire mila, machshire mila doicha Shabbos. This rule that Rabbi Lezer said that the machshire mila a doicha Shabbos is not a rule that was said for all mitzvahs. What's the proof? Shvei alechem chayvus hayemhim. On Shavuos, they had to bring shtei alechem, two loaves of bread, had to be brought. And loylom nerabeleza elam gzeir shava. Rabeleza, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, only learned through a gzeir shava that the halacha is that the machshirei shtei alechem. That means even baking the bread, you're allowed to do a yontif. Now, if Rabbi Lezer would hold that all machshirei mitzvah, any preparation for mitzvah, is doich Shabbos, so why would I need a special limud for shtei alechem? It must be that it's not that Rabbi Lezer set a general rule. It must be that it's only case by case basis where we have a limud, as the Gemara will explain today. Now, the Rishonim, the Ritva, asks an obvious question: how would you have a havamina to learn all mitzvahs from Mila? As the Gemara will explain, Mila is a very significant mitzvah. It's one of the two mitzvahs I say that there's a chiyuv karis. The Gemara says the Mila nichrusu aleha yud gimel brisos. So Mila is a very significant mitzvah. So perhaps only by Mila is there a halacha that the machshir, the preparation, adoich Shabbos. But how do I assume that that halacha applies to all mitzvahs? So the Ritva and the Maram explains the Ritva, it says like this: what is the concept of Rabbi Lezer? The concept of Rabbi Lezer is that not only is a mitzvah significant, but even the preparation of a mitzvah is significant. So if Mila is Doicha Shabbos, the preparation for Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Says the Ritva, the Gemara said that any mitzvah, what does Rabbi Lezer tell us? That we're equating the preparation, the achana, to the mitzvah. So by any mitzvah, where the mitzvah is doicha Shabbos, if shrei lechem is doicha, the preparation should be allowed to be doicha. So that's why we need to say, that's why the Gemara thought that Rabbi Lezer would apply this thing all over. Says the Gemara, no, it's not applied all over. How do we know? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. How do I know that the preparation, the baking the bread, is also doicha Shabbos? Nemra hava ba'omer, because the Torah says the word hava, the yom haviyachem es omer atnufa. The omer was a carbon that was, they cut barley on the 16th of Nisan, and they brought the carbon of omer. Nemra hava b'shtei lechem, it also says Hava bar shtei lechem, to view lechem tenufa shtayim. Maha hava ha'omer ba'omer, just like by omer, the halach is machshir and doichas Shabbos, the cutting of the omer also is doichas Shabbos. Af hava ha'mur b'shtei lechem, the same thing I say b'shtei lechem, the machshirim, the baking of the bread, doichas Shabbos is doichas Shabbos. Now, in gzeirus shava, there are three types of gzeirus shava. One type of gzeirus shava is where the two words from the two subjects that are used are really needed for other purposes. They're needed to tell us whatever. There the halacha is that if there's a kasha na gzeirus shava, the gzeirus shava falls away. On the other extreme, if both words being used on gzeirus shava are necessary, are not necessary in the pasuk, so there, even if there's a kasha on the gzeirus shava remains. A third situation is where one word is necessary and one word is not necessary, needed in the pasuk, and that's a machlokes that gzeirus shava stands or not. Says the Gemara Mufni, this gzeirus shava must be gzeirus shava where the words are free, that are not needed for any other purpose. Why? Diloy Mufni, if the words aren't extra, ikla mifrak, I could ask a kasha on the gzeirus shava, and we just said if the words aren't extra, the gzeirus shava falls away when there's a kasha, and here there's a kasha. Why? Malo oimer, right? Oimer dalach is shemata kotzer. Even if there is found cut barley, kotzer. There's a halacha, you have to specifically cut barley for the mitzvah on Tez Zayin Nissen. Time of b'shtei lechem, you can't say the thing, same thing b'shtei lechem. There is no halacha shematzu katzer. There's already cut grain. There halacha shematzu katzer. That if you already found cut grain and a kaitzer, you're not allowed to cut. So you can't bring a raya from oimer to shtei lechem. Says the Gemara, la'ay, correct. Efnuyim mufni, the word is extra. Michtik siv, because it says in the pasuk, v'aveisim es oimer reishis tzirchem alakayin. Why did the Pasuk also have to use the words, ask the Gemara, Miyam have Yachem Lamli? Why did the Pasuk have to use those words? Shema Mina Lefnui. It's extra. Says the Gemara, good. Vakati Muft Mitzad Echerhu. The word by the Omer extra. However, we said, we know, Vishemina Leila Rabbi Lezer Dama, according to Rabbi Lezer, the halacha is, Mufna Mitzad Echad Lemedim Meshivim. If only one of the words are extra, not both of the words are extra, if we have a kasha, the Gzer Shabbat falls away. And here, only the word by Omer is extra, not the word by Shtei Lechem, answers the Gemara, Tavir Rabbi Yehu. Since by the Pasha Shtei Lechem, it says the extra word to view, which is an extra word, so we have an extra word there too, and therefore it's mufna from both sides, and the Gzeres Shavah stands, even if we have a kasha. Ask Tosfos, if we're learning now a Gzeres Shavah between Shtei Lechem and Omer, and we're saying that the Gzeres Shavah teaches us that just like Mechshirim Adoich HaOmer Mechshiri by Omer Adoich HaShabbos, so to the Mechshirim by Shtei Lechem Adoich HaShabbos, why don't I also say that just like by Omer the halach is that even if you found cut barley, there's this mitzvah to cut barley specifically for the Omer. Say the same by Shtei Lechem, that even if I found cut grain, there's a halacha to specifically cut grain on Yontiv L'Shem the Mitzvah. Answers Tosfos, because there's a specific pasuk that teaches us that din, that you have to cut barley specifically for the Omer. What's the pasuk? B'chorosh or b'kotzer tishbos. So that pasuk teaches us that that din only applies by Omer, it doesn't apply by Shtei Lechem. Now, we just said that even Rabbi Lezer agrees that not always are the Mechshirei Mitzvah Doicha the Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, by which mitzvah will Rabbi Lezer agree that the Mechshirei are not Doicha? Lemutei Mai. Which mitzvah? Lemutei Lulav. If you're going to tell me that's coming to exclude Lulav, and that the halacha is that cutting a Lulav will not be Mutter on Shabbos Yontif, Vatanya, on Shabbos, lulav v'chamach shirav doichin es Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says that cutting a lulav is doichin Shabbos. Velo, what are you going to tell me? Lemutei sukkah, that you're not allowed to build a sukkah. That's not true, because v'tanya sukkah v'chamach shirav doichin es Shabbos. Not only sitting in the sukkah, but even preparing the sukkah is doichin Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Velo lemutei matzah, that you're not allowed to bake matzah. That's also not true. V'tanya matzah v'chamach shirav doichin es Shabbos. The matzah and its baking is doicha Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Lezer. Ve'elamuti shayfer, the halacha of shayfer, that you're not allowed to detach a shayfer from the animal's head. V'tanya shayfer v'chamach shirov, doicha nes Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Lezer. And of course, many of these halachas, even according to Rabbi Lezer, are not relevant nowadays, because we don't take a lulav on Shabbos, and we don't blow shayfer on Shabbos. But we're talking in the time of the Gemara, specifically in the Beis HaMikdash, where they did blow a shayfer and take a lulav on Shabbos. Amar of Adbar Ahava, Lemutei Tzitzis L'Talitzoi, or Mezuzah L'Pizchoi. What the Gemara is talking about is tying the tzitzis to a beged, or putting a mezuzah onto a door. Tanya Namehachi, and so we learned in a Braisa, V'shovin, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Giva agree, Shem Tzayis Talitzoi, that if somebody tied tzitzis to his beged, or asked a mezuzah l'pizchoi, put on a mezuzah on his door, Shul Chayiv, that is Chayiv Kar Mechates, even Rabbi Lezer will agree that these machshirin are not Doicha Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why Taka does Rabbi Lezer hold that these machshirin are different than all other, than the other machshirim that are not doicha Shabbos? Amr Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says lefish ein kvulam zman, because tzitzis and mezuzah have no fixed time, and therefore they're different. Ask the Gemara. Amr Le Abayi. So Abayi says adirabba, just the opposite. Mida ein kvulam zman. If tzitzis and mezuzah don't have a specific time, kol shat v'shat zmanehi, every moment is the zman. So if anything, don't say that mezuzah and tzitzis are weaker than other mitzvahs. If anything, they're stronger than all other mitzvahs, because all other mitzvahs you don't have to do all the time, and mezuzah and tzitzis you have to do all the time. Now Rashi right away asks, You don't have to do tzitzis all the time. You only have to wear tzitzis when you're wearing a beged that has four corners. So Rashi says that this Gemara is going according to the man the Omer that says that tzitzis is a chayvus mana, that the chiv of tzitzis is not dependent on the wearer, it depends on the beged. If you have a beged with four corners, then you have to have tzitzis on it all of the time, even when you're not wearing it. But the Ramban asks, we know that it's machlokes, and not everybody says that tzitzis is chayvus mana. Most people say chayvus, it's only chayv when you're wearing it. So therefore, the Ramban says that the Gemara could have answered that by tzitzis, it's not really a mitzvah that you chayv all the time. But that would have not answered the kasha or mezuzah. So that's why the Gemara says in other teretz, which will work both by mezuzah and tzitzis. What is that teretz? El Omer of Nachan, Omer of Yitzchak, B'teimer of Hunu B'Rei Yeshua, Hoyol B'Yod Alaf Kiran. Since a person could say that he can renounce ownership of his house, or he can renounce ownership of his tzitzis, and then he won't be mechuyev in tzitzis, and he won't be mechuyev in a mezuzah. So since this is a mitzvah that you could get out of, that's why the machshirin of those mitzvahs are not doicha Shabbos. However, a mitzvah that you can't get out of, there the machshirin are doicha Shabbos. So, first of all, Dar Sameach asks the question. He says the Gemara wanted to say that mezuzah and tzitzis are weaker mitzvahs. Why are they weaker mitzvahs? Because you mechuyev in them all the time. So he says, I need to understand the havamina. Because you mechuyev in a mitzvah all the time, that makes it a weaker mitzvah. Abayahu who responds immediately that you mechuyev in a mitzvah all the time and makes it a stronger mitzvah, isn't Abayahu right? What's the havamina and the maskana? So the Ar Sameach answers, and the way we'll explain the Ar Sameach is based on the Chasam Sofer that we spoke about yesterday. He says, and we spoke of Ritva today, what is the concept of Rebbe Elazar? The concept of Rebbe Elazar is that he gives a lot of credence to the preparation for a mitzvah. Hachana l'mitzvah. And the Chasam Sofer said that when is there a chiv of hachana l'mitzvah? Only when you have to do the mitzvah. That's why he said, according to Rebbe Elazar, the chiv of preparing the bris only starts on Shabbos when you have to make the bris. So, says the Ar Sameach, that was the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina was, yes, all these other mitzvahs, lulav, sukkah, that came out on Shabbos, there was no chiv before Shabbos to prepare for the mitzvah. Because there was no mitzvah before Shabbos. The mitzvah only came when the yontif came. However, tzitzis and mezuzah, that you mechuyev every day, so on Friday I should have to make the preparation for the tzitzis. Why should I have to make the preparation for the tzitzis? Because on Friday I have to wear tzitzis. And it's zman of the mitzvah. If it's zman of the mitzvah, it's also zman of the achon of the mitzvah. So maybe that's why I should not be allowed to do the preparation on Shabbos, because I should have done the preparation on Friday. I had a mitzvah of tzitzis on Friday. Answers the Gemara that the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of mezuzah, every day is a separate mitzvah. And yesterday's mitzvah has nothing to do with today's mitzvah. And since yesterday's mitzvah has nothing to do with today's mitzvah, so today's achana is its own achana. So why shouldn't that achana be doicha Shabbos, according to Belezer? And says the Gemara, b'yodalef kiran. Now, there's a question. Why shouldn't you be allowed, the Mishnah Berurah asked this question, the other achronim asked this question. Why can't you put tzitzis on Shabbos? But we learned, when we learned the Malach of Kaisher, that when you tie something, you have in mind that it shouldn't be permanent. It's not called Kshira. So tie the tzitzis on Shabbos morning, have in mind, and actually do it, that I'll untie them Matzoi Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that any time that I do something the same way as the whole world does it, this is the way people tie tzitzis. Just most people, when they tie tzitzis, mean to leave it there permanently. You had a mind to take them off. That won't be considered. That will still be considered kshira d'oraisa, because it's a kshira. It's a regular kshira, and brak l'datoi etzel kol adam. The Minchas Chinuch says that you're right. There would not be a chiyuv kshira under those circumstances, but there would be a chiyuv of Makba Patish, because I made the beged into a talus cotton or into a talus cotton, now with the tzitzis. For Makba Patish, there is no difference if I meant it temporary or permanent. What would be the nafkamina between the Mishnah Berura and the Michas Chinuch? If you only tied one of the tzitzis and you have the other ones untied, for chiv kshira, according to the Mishnah Berura, you'll have. According to Michas Chinuch, that the chiv is Makba Patish, there is no Makba Patish because you didn't finish yet your tzitzis. The same question can be asked by a mezuzah. Why don't I say that I'll put on the mezuzah just temporarily? I'll put on the mezuzah Shabbos morning and I'll take it off Shabbos night, and that won't be considered a permanent binyan. And since it won't be considered a permanent binyan, I should not be chayiv. I should be allowed to do it on Shabbos. So according to Mishnah Berurah, we probably have to say the same teretz. Since that's the way people normally build, even if your intention is not to keep it there permanently, doesn't make a difference. This is called building. Other Achronim want to say that binyan l'shah have a binyan. That even if somebody builds something temporarily, but if he builds it, it's called building. And that's the reason many Paiskim say that you're not allowed to open an umbrella on Shabbos, even though you're ultimately going to close the umbrella. But binyan l'shah, even if you're building just temporarily, have a binyan. Others want to say what the Gemara means here about mezuzah doesn't mean about putting on the mezuzah, which could be in a temporary mutadig way. What the Gemara means here is writing mezuzah. There is no way to write a mezuzah with a heter. But I saw another teretz which really will answer both of these questions and other questions. And that is, whenever something is done l'shem mitzvah, it gives it a chshivas, it gives it a significance, even if technically I'm not doing the malacha. That means, true, I'm tying the tzitzis with a mind to untie it by tonight. It's not kshira d'oraisa, maybe, technically. However, since I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah, that gives it a chshivas, and if it gives it a chshivas, the mitzvah gives it a chshivas that it's considered tying. The same by the putting off the mezuzah. Yes, I'm only putting off the mezuzah temporarily, but I have a mind to keep it there, l'shem mitzvah. That gives it a chshivas, and even though it was temporary, it will be considered binyan d'oraisa. And the same concept could be used to a question we asked yesterday. We asked, why shouldn't we ask two moilim to do a bris, and it'll be shnaim shesua, and shnaim shesua we know is not chayiv. But the answer is, since it's being done l'shem mitzvah, it gives it a chshivas, and there is no p'tur under these circumstances of shnaim shesua. And the same teretz the Pnei Machim gives on the bris itself. He says, why do we need a special limud? We'll learn tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, that you're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos. Obviously, what's the malacha by bris? So according to Rashi, it's Natilus Neshama. But according to Rambam, it's mefarik. It's taking out blood. But you're taking out a drop of blood. You don't have the shear, says the Pnei Menachem. Since this person is doing it l'shem mitzvah, so even though he doesn't have the normal necessary amount of blood to mechayif and mefarik, the mitzvah gives it the chshivas, and it gives it, it's considered as if he did the shear. In the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, there's a question. The question is asked from Rav David Deutsch. He asked this question. The Gemara says here that if you could get out of a mitzvah by being mafker, then such a thing you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So asks the Oil David, Chasam Sofer, why is there a halacha that you could bring a carbon Pesach on Shabbos? The Gemara Masechet Pesachim says that somebody who doesn't own any property doesn't have to bring a carbon Pesach. So he asks, let the people be mafkir their property, and if they'll be mafkir their property, they won't be mechuyev in a Karan Pesach, and they'll have to bring a Karan Pesach. Instead of, why should you bring a Karan Pesach on Shabbos? You have an Eitzah of Hefker. And now we learned in the Gemara, wherever there's an Eitzah of Hefker, you're not allowed to do that melacha on Shabbos. So I saw two terutzim. One terut says, you can't compare the chiv of tzitzis and mezuzah to the chiv of Karban Pesach. The chiv of tzitzis and mezuzah are not a chiv on the person, they're a chiv on the object. The beggar has to have tzitzis. The house has to have a mezuzah. The chiv of Karban Pesach is a chiv on the person. The person has to bring a Karban Pesach. when there's a chiyuv in a person, we don't tell a person, get out of your chiyuv by being mafker. He has a chiyuv. We don't give him etzes. We don't give him advice how to get out of the chiyuv. But I saw another very nice teretz. Why is there taka such a halacha that a person who doesn't own property doesn't have to bring a carbon? Only somebody Pesach. Only somebody who owns property has to bring a carbon Pesach. Because the answer is that owning property, a person owns property, and he left his property, he left his house, he left his real estate, and he goes to Yerushalayim to bring the Karm Pesach. That shows the person is doing a mitzvah. But a person who doesn't own property, there's really no great big deal in what he's doing, because he didn't have to leave anything at home. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about a person who already went to Yerushalayim. He already is going to bring the carbon. What are you telling him? Be mafker, so to show that that have to bring the carbon Pesach? That's not the point of that. That's not the point. The point is this person already showed that he's willing to give up everything for Hashem. He's willing to give up everything to go to Yerushalayim. So such a person, it's a big chiddush. Even if he was mafker, he would still be mechuyav in carbon Pesach. The halacha of being potter from carbon Pesach is only somebody who never owned property. So he didn't sacrifice to bring the carbon. If you didn't sacrifice to bring the carbon, you don't have to bring the carbon. But this person who sacrificed, he would have to bring the carbon anyway. So that's why telling him to be mafker is not an etzah. So it's shtickle teretz a pidrush, but it's a beautiful teretz from the Meir Einei Chachamim. Here the Meiri proves again that you're allowed to be mafker on Shabbos. Something that we've discussed. You're allowed to do hefker on Shabbos. Because otherwise, as the Rishonim say, if you would, otherwise the Gemara said, why couldn't you just say you gave your tzitzis away? Because giving a matana, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But being mafka, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. The Achronim ask, what are the Rishonim who hold that you're not allowed to be mafka on Shabbos going to do with this Gemara? So they say there's two types of hefker. When one type of hefker, I just walk away from something. It's another type of hefker, I mean that somebody else should get it. Even those that hold that you're not allowed to be mafka B'Shabbos will only hold that you're not allowed to make that it should end up by somebody else. But walking away from something, everybody may agree is mutter. Another Torah says that even if you'll say Hefker is also B'Shabbos, it's only Issad Rabbonon. Here, we're dealing with a Shaila of a Deraisa. So of course, it's better to be Mafker, which is Issad Rabbonon, than to tie Tzitzis, which is a Chiv Deraisa. Amamar. So we learned earlier, Lulav Chomach Shirav Deichetz Shabbos. The mitzvah of lulav and the preparation, that means cutting the lulav, overrides Shabbos. Div Rebbe Elazar. Ask the Gemara, no lulav Rebbe Elazar ha. How does Rebbe Elazar know this then? If you want to say he learns it from my Mishteh Lechem, you can't learn it from my Mishteh Lechem. Why? Shekain Tzar Kavaya. Those are karbonis that are brought to Hashem. This is not a carbon. Elam Akra, because the pasuk says, B'yoyim, the carbon, the lulav should be done b'day, b'yoyim afil b'shabbos. Now, l'may hilchasa, regarding what halacha are we learning, is this pasuk teaching us? Ilaim l'tilto, that there's no problem of muksa in carrying the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, if it's on Shabbos, when they were carrying lulav in the base of Migdash on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Istram, Krala Mishri Total. Do we need a pasuk to tell me that there's no problem muksa? Muksa is not Issad Deraisa. Muksa is the Rabbanon. So the pasuk can't be telling me that something that's also with the Rabbanon is mutter. There is no concept of muksa with Deraisa. El Olamach Shirov is coming to teach us that you'll have to even cut the lulav b'shem to mitzvah. Ask the Tzlach. Maybe I need to cut the lulav, not for machshirim. I need to cut the lulav to be able to do the mitzvah, because otherwise I don't have a lulav. So the Tzlach says, from here I see that to do the mitzvah lulav, I can mekayim the mitzvah even when the lulav is still connected to the tree. Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Elazar and say that the machshiri lulav are not doicha Shabbos, what are they going to do with this pasuk? The idea to teach us the mitzvah of lulav only applies by day, not by night. Ask the Gemara of Elazar, where did Elazar know that the mitzvah of lulav only applies by day and not by night? Shivas yomim. So he learns yomim v'loy lailas, only days and not night. Rabbonim, Why don't they learn it from there? Answers the Gemara, Itzrich. They need it. Tzak data chamina. We would think Nailah Shivas Shamim Misukkah, that we should learn the din of Lula from Sukkah. Mala Halan Yomim Vafilu Lailas. Just like Sukkah applies side by day and side by night, Afkan, I should say the same thing by Lulav, that it should apply by day and night, Kamash Malan, that it only applies by day and not by night. Ask the Rishonim, why doesn't Rabbi Lezer learn this Kseir Shava, that Lulav should apply by day and by night, just like Sukkah does? So the Rishonim answered that Rabbi Lezer understood that there was a fundamental difference between Lulav and Sukkah. Sukkah is a chi of dira. A person has to live in a sukkah. You live all the time. You live by day and by night. So that's why I have a pasuk. That's why it's understood it's by day and by night. Lulav is not a myth. There's no inyan of dira. There's no point of living. So there's no reason to think that I should learn lulav from sukkah. Now Tosfos asks another question. How could we have a Kabbalah? We have a law that ein adam don gzeir shavah la'atzmai. A person can't make up his own gzeir shavah. So ask Tosfos, how could the Gemara say that we would think to learn a Gzeir Shava? If they didn't have a Kabbalah, if they didn't have a Messiah for this Gzeir Shava, how could they just make it up? So Tosfos says, Shema ba'alma nitna lidrash. So the Mashal explains, what does Tosfos mean? The way it worked with the Gzeir Shava was that they had Gzeir Shavas, they had words that were put together. But they didn't know which two words to plug together. So they had the word Shivas Yomim, they had the word Yomim Yomim, that they have a gzeresha between yom and yomim. But they didn't know which yomim to put together. So the Rabbanim thought maybe the word yomim by lulav and the word yomim by sukkah should be put together. That's why it's not considered that they completely fabricated the gzereshava by themselves. Ask the Gemara, v'lichta rechmanim b'lulav. So let the Torah just tell us the din of mechshirim, Doicha Shabbos by Lulav, V'neisa Hanach V'nilfa Menei, and then we'll learn Omer and Shtei Alechem from Lulav. And it's the Gemara, you couldn't do it that way. Shunda Ikla Mifrach, Ma'ala Lulav Shekein Toran Abaminim. A Lulav has a stringency that has all Dalaminim, Lulav Esr Kadas Merovis. So that gives it a stringency. Therefore, I would say only there is there a halacha that it's Doicha Shabbos, not anywhere else. That's why I need a separate limit for Omer and Shtei Alechem. Ask Tosfos that Omer and Shtei Alechem also have other things that come with them. They have the Yayin Lenesach, they had the Karban Mincha, they had the Shem Lemenachas, the Mayim. So they had a lot of other things coming along with them. So why are you telling me that Lulav is unique, that it has four Minim? They also have other Minim with them. So Tosfos answers that by Omer and Shtei Alechem, if you don't bring along the other things, that won't disqualify the mitzvah. However, by the dalaminim, you have to have all dalaminim, and without them, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Sukkah v'chamach shireh, doichnas Shabbos. So we learned, according to Rabbi Lezer, building the sukkah is also doichnas Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Manolah Rabbi Lezer Ha. How does Rabbi Lezer know this then? If you want to say he's going to learn from Shtei Alechem, you can't. Why? Shekein tzarek vayhu. They're unique because they are Kabbanas Tashem. Ima Lulav, you can't learn from Lulav, Shekein Toran Abaminim. As we just explained, Lulav has this stringency that you have to have Dalaminim with it. Elagama Shivas Shamim Lulav. He learns Exer Shava 7 days from Lulav. Mala Halan Machshir of Doichnas Shabbos. Just like by Lulav, the Machshir Medoichnas Shabbos. So too, Afkan Nami Machshir of Doichnas Shabbos. So too, by Sukkah the Machshir Madoich Shabbos. So all the Rishonim, Tosfos and all the Rishonim ask, how could you learn the Gzeir Shava? We just said if you have Gzeir Shava, it must be Gzeir Shava Mufna, says Tosfos. Because otherwise you would have a problem. You could ask the question that they're not similar, because Lulav has the Dalaminim, and Tosfos proves that the words are not Mufna. So Tosfos says, I learned it from the word Shivas Yomim, that those are the extra words. That's how Tosfos learns. The other Rishonim learn from that this is not really a regular Gzeir Shav, it's just a Gili Milsa, that just like everywhere else, the Halach is that Mechshim Adoich Shabbos here too. Because if it was going with a Gzeir Shav, we would have a question. Ask the Gemara of Lichter Rechmanah B'Sukkah. Let the Torah tell us by Sukkah, the Mechshim Adoich Shabbos, the Nesi Hanach V'Nigma Minei, we can learn everything else from Sukkah. And so the Gemara, you can't learn from Sukkah because Malas Sukkah shekain the Hegis belaylus kviyamim. Sukkah has this chumrah that it applies by days and by night, which the other things don't. Then we continue learning matzah v'chomach shireh doich neshabbos. Baking the matzah is doich neshabbos to Rebbe Elazar. Mnole Rebbe Elazar ha. And the Gemara goes through. If you want to learn from my mishtam alechem, you can't. You know why? She can't tzara kavaya. Those are kabbonis. Imalulav. If you want from learn to lulav, you can't. She can't tzara abaminim. Lulav has the stringency that has to bring abaminim. Imasuk. If you want to learn from sukkah, no, you can't. She can't nehegas belayla biyamim. Ella gama chamesh esrei masukas. We learn exeris shava between Pesach and sukkah. Malahalan, just like with Sukkah, Machshireh Doichin Seshabbos, Afkan Machshireh Doichin Seshabbos. Ask the Gemara V'lichter Rechman B'matzah. Let the Torah write this in by Matzah. V'neisi Hanech V'ligma Menei. And we can learn everything else from Matzah. And so the Gemara, you can't learn from Matzah. Mishon Dikla Mifrach, Mala Matzah Shekein Nehegas B'noshim B'kanoshim. Matzah is a mitzvah that applies both to men and to women. But all the other mitzvahs, Sukkah and Lulav, don't apply to men and women. They only apply to men because the mitzvahs are say Shazman Groma. So then we learned, Shofar V'chom Machshirov Doichin Shabbos. Shofar and the preparation of the Shofar, that means like taking it off the animal, is Doichin Shabbos to Rebbe Elazar. Ask the Gemara Manolo Rebbe Elazar, how does Rebbe Elazar know this then? Imay Mishtay Lechem, if you want to say he's going to learn from Imay Mishtay Lechem, you can't. Why? She can't Tzara Kavaya. Because they're used for a carbon. Shofar is for us. We blow the shofar. Ima lulav, lulav has the chumrah, shekein tarn abaminim. Ima sukkah, shekein nehegas belaylus kibayamim. Sukkah is all 24 hours a day. Shofar is only by day. Ima matzah, kein nehegas benoshim kanoshim. Matzah applies by males and females. Mash enkein shofar is a mitzvah man grama. Midaraisa, there's no chiv of tekiyah shofar for women. Ela makra yoyim trua yilachem. The pasuk says yoyim trua yilachem, and I learn b'yoyim afila b'shabbos. Now ilmai, what does that pasuk teaches us? Ilaim latkia, that you're allowed to blow the shofar. I don't need a pasuk to teach me you're allowed to blow a shofar. Ask the Gemara, because hatana de beis Shmuel kol melech savoid leisasa. The pasuk says you're not allowed to do any work on Rosh Hashanah. Yotz tkiyas shofar. That this comes to exclude blowing the shofar, or this a pass. We spoke about this many times, that they used to paste the dough or bread onto the sides of the oven and then take them off. That are in the category of chachma ven melacha, they're not considered work, and they're mutter on yontif. So that the pasuk can't be coming to teach us that you're allowed to blow shofar. What is the pasuk teaching us? El machshirin, that you're allowed to do all preparations on the shofar in order on yontif in order to be able to blow it. Ask the Ritva, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that radius apas is mutter on yontif? Because it's not a malacha, it's anyway mutter on Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to do anything for oichal nefesh, anything for food preparation. Taking off the dough is food preparation. So the Ritva says that the pasuk is teaching us that not only are you allowed to take off dough that you need on yontif, you're allowed to even take off dough that you need not for yontif. Since taking off dough is not a malacha, it's completely mutter. Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Elazar, and according to Rabbanan, the mechshirei shofar not doich Shabbos. What do they do with this pasuk? That the mitzvah shofar is only by day, not by night. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Yoyim V'Loi B'Layla M'Nolai. Where does Rabbi Elazar know this dim from? He says, Nafkalim V'Yoyim Kippur Tavir Shofar B'Kol Arzchem. On Yom Kippur of Yoyvil, they used to blow the Shofar, and the halacha is that is only done B'Yoyim, V'Gamri V'Hadodi. And we learn the blowing of the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah from the blowing of Shofar and Yom Kippur. Just like, because by Yom Kippur there's an extra pasuk that it says that it's done b'chodesh Shvi in the seventh month, which is obvious because we already know that Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. That pasuk teaches us that the dinim of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are the same, and just like Yom Kippur is by day, so to Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, V'lichta Rachmana b'Shoifer. Let the Torah write the din of Mechshirei Mitzvah b'Shoifer, V'leis Ahanach v'ligma v'nei. And then we'll learn everything else, all the other dinim about Mechshirim from Shoifer. Answer the Gemara, Mitkiya Shoifer Rosh Hashanah l'kli migma. You can't learn all these other halachas from Rosh Hashanah. Shekem Mechnesa Zechronah Shal Yisrael Avin Shvishmayim. Shoifer is unique. It's what brings our reminds Hashem about us. But Ki Shoifer Yom Kippur Lekki Migmer, and you can't learn out from the halacha of Shoifer Yom Kippur, that preparing the Shoifer Yom Kippur, the Machshir Madoicha Shabbos, Damemar, Tiku Bezdim Shoifer, the Shoifer that was blown on the Yom Kippur of Yoivu was very unique, because the Bezdim blew the Shoifer, Niftur Avadim Lebeteim, the Avadim are released, that means even though Yoivu begins Rosh Hashanah, the Avodim don't actually go back to their homes until Yom Kippur. The Sardis Chayzus Baleim, and the fields go back to their original ownership. So therefore, it's unique, and I can't learn all other mitzvahs from there.